On the line with us, as he is every Thursday, Bob Thompson is here. He's the director of the Blyer Center for Television and Pop Culture at Syracuse University. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
We're pretty excited. We're sad that it's not Sonoma County filming, but it's Napa County filming.
It's your backyard. Yeah,
it's in the backyard. They're our neighbors, and Wine Country is going to be the new movie that's filming there, featuring Amy Poehler in about five different categories of taking part in this movie. And so anything that she does is pretty good news, especially when it's, your, as you say, right in the backyard.
Right, and especially when she brings along with her for this project that, as you point out, she's directing, writing, producing. I think she's doing the catering as well.
Yeah.
But she's bringing with her Tina Fey, Rachel Dratch, Maya Rudolph, Anna Gasteyer.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good cast.
Yeah, it's about a group of women who are celebrating one of their 50th birthdays in the wine country. So obviously, it's going to be a comedy. And when we started talking about Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, it got me to thinking, Robert, about great female comedy duos. And I don't know about you, but I sort of, you know, I have to throw in Mary Tyler Moore and Rhoda.
That's a very good one.
Yeah.
That would be near the top of my list. And related to that are three that were helped inspire Mary and Rhoda, which is Lucy and Ethel.
Oh yeah,
have to be at the top of the list. Alice and Trixie from The Honeymooners.
Oh,
I think
way
you'd
back.
Have to
yeah.
put on there. And of course, let's not forget Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And while we're at it, Roseanne and her sister on that show, which is about to be rebooted on, what, Tuesday?
Yeah, very and, coming up very soon.
It's not so much a comedy, but I think we have to make a nod to Thelma and Louise.
Oh.
God rest their souls at the bottom of that canyon.
Yeah, no kidding. And I don't think that's a spoiler alert at this point, Robert, but you're right.
I sure hope not.
You're right. It was a milestone movie and still a great movie to watch. If you've never seen Thelma and Louise, treat yourself. Because,
and it had comic elements. It was a drama,
oh, yeah.
obviously,
oh,
but
yeah.
it certainly had plenty of comedy in it.
Oh, yeah. Thelma and Louise. Excellent, excellent choice.
Robert, I really want to ask you about RuPaul's Drag Race, but I'm going to move on. You know, rarely does a name come into the pop culture vernacular like Bozo. Bozo the Clown died, the guy Frank Everett who played Bozo the Clown. What do you think? I mean, unbelievable. My kids even know that Bozo means clown, that this that name and his aura stuck around for this long.
It's true, and Bozo is an interesting case because even though everybody, all across the country, various kids watched Bozo the Clown shows, there was the Bozo cartoon, but the programs that played in various markets had different Bozos. They were locally produced. Chicago, where I grew up, had an extraordinarily long-running, one of the longest-running Bozo shows, and of course, if you wanted your kids to have tickets to go see a filming of Bozo, you had to get the tickets right about the time you got pregnant if you expected to have them for when the kid was seven.
Very popular, huh?
Oh, yeah. And all across the country, we had local versions.
Local Bozos, yeah.
Krusty the Clown is based on a kind of weird, macabre mashup of Bozo as well. And, of course, as you point out, the word has become part of the American vernacular.
Absolutely so. And a couple of other notes for you this morning, Robert, and the sexual harassment and abuse circumstances continue to plague Hollywood. We heard yesterday not only about Fred Savage from the Wonder Years. We always still think of him as, you know, a 10-year-old boy. Fred Savage on his show, The Grinder, and also, of course, the president of the Academy being accused of sexual harassment. Oops.
Right. These just when we think we've heard the last of them, we hear about more of them. And I don't know. I thought The Wonder Years was one of television's masterpieces.
Yeah, it was great.
I think Fred Savage was extraordinarily good, especially in the first four or five seasons of that. And it's kind of like the you hear a story about this, a story like this about a character like that, it's sort of like the Bill Cosby Cliff Huxtable thing. It's, you know, it's say it ain't so kind of a situation. Now, he's denied it. Fox apparently had an investigation and didn't find anything. So we'll see what actually happens with that. He's, of course, on that Netflix show, Friends from College. As for John Bailey, that too, they've now, the Academy, of course, has put in place various procedures to go through when these kinds of things come up. I presume those are happening as we speak. Last I checked, he's still in place. But that's another thing. Just when, you know, the Academy had so many issues, Oscars So White, of course, and then the envelope problem a couple things back. And this last one, while its ratings weren't very good, at least it went off without too many
hitches.
And now they've got this.
Yeah, it just continues on in Hollywood. And obviously we are, I don't know if we'll ever hear the end of this kind of story. But thanks for reminding me.
It's going to take a lot of catching up of a lot of things that happened over a lot of decades.
A lot of decades is right. But thanks this morning, Robert, for reminding me I need to stream Thelma and Louise again. Thanks for that.
There you go.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, Robert.
That
is Bob Thompson. He is the director of the Bleier Center for TV and Pop Culture at Syracuse University.